This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Marc Boulanger. International labor organizations are expressing disappointment at a deal reached recently at the World Trade Organization, the WTO. The organization, which is supposed to help encourage trade around the world, announced a major agreement at a meeting held in Bali, Indonesia. 159 nations agreed to measures which will help move goods across borders. It was the first major agreement at the WTO in 12 years. But labor leaders said the agreement simply emphasized the WTO's weakness because it ignored many issues such as agricultural subsidies. I talked to Rosa Pavanelli about the WTO meeting in Bali. Ms. Pavanelli is the General Secretary of Public Services International. The PSI is the Global Union Federation for Public Sector Workers at the world level. I asked Ms. Pavanelli about the criticism labor leaders aimed at the WTO deal.
The critics was mainly about the fact that the major issues that we expected the WTO to deal with were not solved in a positive manner. That was the ninth ministerial in Bali was the right opportunity for the WTO to show that there is the interest to get involved also the developing countries and work on many important issues that are related to trade facilitation, that are related to food security, to very important issues that can make it fairer, the global policies on trade that were not solved as we expected after so many years of crisis within the WTO. The position of United States of America and of the European Union to maintain their privileges as regard to agriculture product and for subsidized products, not allowing the developing countries to protect their market and their agriculture production was one of the issues that we criticized. The Indian government played a strong role within the WTO. In order to defend their position and their right to ensure food sovereignty to their people, also because of the food programs that they have launched to face the need of 700 million people to access food in the country. But these policies was criticized by the United States and the European Union as a protectionism and the attempt of India to subsidize goods that can be later used for export. That's not the case, apparently. Along with India, other countries in Latin America and in Africa supported this position. That was important in our view to respect this fundamental request, that is a request for justice, that is a request for another way to trade goods, that is respectful of the sovereignty of each country and moreover respectful of the fundamental need to access food of every people around the world. The compromise that has been reached with the agreement of India is just a poor one that's simply delaying a response to this issue. Another point is related to trade facilitation and to the binding clause that are foreseen in this agreement. We thought and we still believe that should be in the autonomy of each government to decide which kind of trade they want which kind of market they want to open to trade, and trade facilitation must be something that is flexible and you can adapt to the different situation. That is not the case in the content of the agreement that make these arguments binding. And these are the major issues as one of the important arguments that we discussed during our activities and our work common with ITC and EI during the WTO. What is interesting in my view is that for the first time there's a strong protagonism of countries that are not part of the so-called developed world, that are able to block the work that were able to block the work of the WTO and to impose their request to be listened to and to take into account also their position. It's clearly the fact that there's a change, a deep change in the world that is that require to reassess our policies and to consider that there's a new sharing of the power around the world. It was amazing when the Indian Minister for Industry and Trade was asked, why do you think that you can be successful with such a rigid position? He said, well, because we represent 2/3 of the world, of the population of the world.
The deal reached by the ministers in Bali was the first major agreement by the WTO in 12 years. Do you think that this shows that the WTO is irrelevant and that the world is headed to many smaller regional agreements instead of global pacts?
Despite the weakness of this agreement, I think it's important to highlight the fact that after 12 years, there is an agreement within the WTO, because this means that negotiation can continue. As I said before, there's some solutions are simply delayed. In my view, I personally believe, and PSI believe, that it's better to keep within the WTO rules all the issues of trade, because as it has been demonstrated during the WTO, the ministerial in Bali, even small country can block the work of the WTO. What that cannot happen when we are facing bilateral or plurilateral negotiation, as is happening with the TPP, with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, with the Canadian-European Trade Agreement, with the Trade and Investment Partnership between EU and USA, and above all with the PISA. All these trade agreements are to be developed among the economic powerful countries at the expenses of the developing countries that for the most part will be excluded by the negotiation, but at the end will be affected by the result of this negotiation, because there are binding clauses that are foreseen in these bilateral or multilateral trade agreement, a plurilateral trade agreement, that are that risk to be binding and very, very hard for developing country. So I don't like the jungle of bilateral agreement. I prefer a regulated system within the WTO. It's true that it's weak, the agreement. It's true that, as I said before, the world is changing, and it's visible the fact that there's no power able to govern and to direct the WTO as many of the other international and global institutions. This is the sign of the times that we are living, times where the power that are supposed to be regulated by international organization, where the major power is in the hand of the United States, in the hand of the great economy in the European Union, in the developed country. But the so-called developing country is becoming greater and greater, and these institutions are no more able to respond